Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Wednesday morning. It is the first day of October. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. Even though it's October, we have had beautiful weather, and I'm delighted about it.
It continues on. EMCs, good morning to you. We appreciate you listening, too. It's a bright and breezy day today. Seasonal temperatures around 71 degrees. But just looking ahead at the forecast, I don't know if it's 4 or 5 days from now. First of all, it's 70s in the forecast. I don't know if it's this weekend or early next week. I didn't see day specific. 80, 81, 82 again.
We're having a pool party at my brother's this weekend. I can't wait.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I also made a little tweak this morning.
Tweak of what?
I turned my phone off so I wouldn't get that men or bus alert. Just.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I was just going to say, this is about the time. They say they're back today, though. They've made changes.
And they're hiring.
Okay. We're going to need a men or schools update from you this morning.
We have we'll hear from a bus driver later on the show in the Mentor School District. That'll be happening.
So, yes.
This is hours away. We have to concentrate on dead guy in
the envelope. Yes, because we need a guest for today. One guest a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Good luck.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so he's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We would love your guess.
Gaylord Perry.
Oh, Gaylord Perry.
No, it's not it.
Wow, with the baseball reference. I get it. So, speaking of that, what is the bet between our show and the morning show in Detroit on WOMC? They are JJ and Joanne. We will replay that next for you because you didn't have a chance to hear it yesterday. You'll be surprised in 3 minutes. So, we are joined by JJ and Joanne. They are the morning show on WOMC in Detroit. We are the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Let's figure out the terms of the bet. Good morning, guys.
How are you feeling about this, you guys? It feels like deja vu all over again. We talked to our fine friends in Cleveland from the Jen and Tim Show a year ago when Detroit was playing Cleveland.
And we lost.
Mm-hmm. And we are not going to have a repeat of that this year.
That's right. We're in for the win this year, you guys.
I couldn't believe it. We were talking about this, too, that we didn't officially know that we were facing each other until literally game 162. You've had a great team all year long. We had this massive surge last month, and then we face each other again. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the games are here, so we'd like that the games are here. You have a great pitcher going today, which is obviously amazing. So I don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
I don't know. It's totally opposite from last year because you guys are hot. We kind of are not because the last month has sucked in Detroit. But last year, the tables were the exact opposite, and you guys pulled through. So we're hoping the opposite will be true this time around and we'll pull through.
I don't know. I got to tell you, though, you guys really delivered on that bet last year, and we enjoyed it so much. We're hoping you have to do something like that again because you made it so much fun.
Well, okay. Yes, I still have the Youth XL jersey that you sent me last year when I am an adult 4X. So that's awesome.
There was that. There was that. But so we decided this year instead, you guys. How about this? You know, whipped cream pies to the face
are always fun,
right? So how about whichever team loses?
Got to take a pie to the face.
That morning show's got to take pies to the face. How about that?
What do you think, Jen?
I mean, is it all of us taking pies to the face?
Yeah, it's all,
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we can do that. Why are you speaking from a place of experience? Have you taken a pie to the face before? Because I have not.
Yes, I have taken many pies to the face in the past. I did a bunch of stupid stunts back in the day, so I have taken many pies to the face.
Okay, I have not. Tim has not. But we're willing. We're in. It's a bet.
All right. This sounds great.
All right, sounds good, Jen and Tim. We appreciate you guys so much.
You too. Thank you so much. I don't mean to ask an ignorant question. I really don't. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, but I also have to prepare. In case the Guardians lose, they did lose game one. It's a 3-game series. If they lose tonight, it's a whipped cream pie to the face for all of us. So is this, and I've never, and if you've ever taken a whipped cream pie to the face, EMCs, we're all friends. You know how this group works. We're a very special group in the morning, maybe for a fundraiser or something like that. In all seriousness.
I'm surprised you never have.
Right? That is surprising.
All the things
dunk
we've
tanks
done over the years.
And everything else that I've been in, you would think this at some point in time.
Right.
Obviously you're getting like a ready whip.
Right.
Okay. I'm just trying to talk through.
Right?
Yeah, like just some type of whipped cream.
It's not like a baked pie.
Right. Correct. So you have it's the ready whip, whether you want to go, I don't know, dairy free or whatever.
Cool whip would be nice. I don't know.
That seems aggressive. It seems like
delicious.
A long thing to scoop all that in there.
Yeah, it's heavy.
So let's just say it's a ready whip.
Let's go ready whip it up.
So is it just the disposable, I don't want to say tin, but is it just the disposable, like a pie crust that we're putting it in? You know what I'm talking about.
The tin, right?
The tin.
I think so.
And making it like an actual pie in the bam, bam, bam?
Gotta be, because we're not putting it in like a glass dish. That would hurt.
I mean, we're going to have to. I assume that the Guardians are going to win the next two games because, once again, I love my Cleveland teams.
Go Guards.
You have to prepare for the worst in this situation.
We have to think we have to have the tins.
If they happen to lose today at 108 at Progressive Field, we have to then jump on the call with the morning show from Detroit. And then this has to go down, either tomorrow or Friday. It has to go down this week, so we have to grab all that. I don't have this stuff at home.
Yeah, we're going to have to. I don't want to.
So it's three of those little pie tins.
Wanna.
It's going to be a couple of the ready whips. How much? Two or three? Is it one entire one fills one up? Is it half of one? I don't know.
I don't know, but safely, I think we got to get three ready whips.
Oh, we actually have a positive spin. Please go right ahead.
That's not bad.
Oh.
It is edible.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I probably could have been worse.
Yeah.
That's actually a really positive spin to that. I appreciate that.
I just feel like there needs to be like a hair slick back situation or something.
Yeah,
I don't want that all getting in my
head.
We're
going to
have to figure that out. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're the. Smell like spoiled milk.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Ew.
Yeah, there needs to be a quick rinse after that. I didn't think about that. Does Stevie keep her glasses on during the whipped cream pie to the face if the Guardians happen to lose? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
No.
Okay, glasses off. That's a good call.
Okay, all right.
I don't have to worry about that because the Guardians are going to win today and
that's
tomorrow.
That's right, that's right.
Positive attitude.
Keep that attitude.
Positive attitude.
Can't put the contacts in either. That would be a disaster.
So you need to do a pie to the face.
Blind. Like can't
and then
see.
Smear it off your eyes and put the glasses back on.
Sure, because the contacts, like the whipped cream will get in the eye and that would mess up. You know.
The whipped cream's going to get in the eye?
It could.
Oh, geez.
That's the bet that we have with a Detroit morning show, if you're just joining us, that we made yesterday would happen. If we happen to lose the bet, they would have to do the same thing if they lose the bet. But next is Stevie on the socials.
So there is a new viral trend on social media that couples and friend groups are using that I think would be very effective for us. It's helping them decide their Halloween costumes.
Ooh.
So I think after yesterday's conversation, this is the method we need to do.
I love this because we cannot choose it as a show. I mean, we threw out some ideas yesterday, but nothing definitive.
No, and you guys hated my idea, so I need to come up with something new.
It even replayed this morning. I got re-mad. It's like, I don't want to do
that. Yeah, you're very annoyed with me. Both of you didn't like it.
I know.
Mean, that's fine. I was just trying to be, you know, environmentally friendly.
And I'm glad that you did, but it was one of those where this is not only going to help the Jen and Tim show, I'm sure anybody listening or couples or groups, right? This is very helpful.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the Socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Yesterday during Stevie on the Socials, we talked about the top trending costumes for Halloween, the things you're going to be seeing a lot on your TikTok feeds. And now there's a new trend that's taken over my For You page. Now that it's October, I feel like everyone's really locked in on trying to find their Halloween costume. And this is mainly for group costumes or couples that I've seen this for. So if you're really indecisive or you guys just can't agree, this is the trend for you. Basically how it goes is you each write down a few ideas on a piece of paper, you put it in a bowl, and then you pull them out one by one and eliminate them. And whichever one is the last one left is the one you have to beat.
So we
have to put our ideas in.
So if K-pop Demon Hunters happens to be the last one in there, we're dressing up like that and walking around singing Golden.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Do when you pull one out, do you discuss it or you just pull it out and you're like, oh, nope, it's not this one. And it's like process of elimination.
Depends on some require discussion. Some don't. I actually have an example here if you want to hear how it goes.
Yeah.
But basically, sometimes they react. Sometimes they don't react. It depends. You can tell which ones they like or don't like.
Boy, is this a good idea for us or no?
We will get to that. So you have an example. We should do this. We will play the example next.
Okay.
And then we should kind of go through this because maybe we can go through this like a trial run during a future Stevie on the Socials.
I agree. We should execute
as a trial.
This.
As a trial, just to see how this would work, because it would be a lengthy Stevie on the Socials, I think. So we should probably only put maybe a couple of things. I can't wait to hear this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, as Stevie on the Socials continues.
There's a trend right now helping groups or couples decide what costume they should be. If you can't decide, you just put some ideas in a little bucket and then pull them out and reveal which ones you will not be until there's one left. That's what you're going to be. So here is an example of how that goes.
We are not being Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Thank goodness.
That would have been good.
We are not being Romeo and Juliet. No,
bro,
that's
it. All the good ones are leaving.
We are not being, thank goodness, Fiona and Shrek.
That's cute. That's a love story right there, babe. Okay, we are being Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, that's cute.
All right.
Yeah, that's not bad. Cute. They got lucky with what was left over. That's the
they
so
did.
Do you guys like this idea? I'm curious if you like the idea, or maybe you've executed this idea and it's not a new idea to you and you've done it in the past as a group.
So you like we would each put in, we'd decide ahead of time like two ideas. So there'd be like six ideas in there or something like that. Do we tell each other what the ideas are ahead of time? Oh, it's all in.
There's no way you
just
do.
Throw them in and then
even if you don't want to be it, maybe it was like Tim, you could put the K-pop Demon Hunters because it's such a trendy outfit.
Right.
Whether you don't, maybe you don't want to necessarily be that. You just hope it doesn't get pulled.
What if I put that just this trial run just this once? And maybe we do this tomorrow on a Stevie on the Socials. We could each come up with two and rock this.
I think if we don't do a trial run, we just do it. You can't do a trial run because depending on how it goes, we just go with
it. Okay, then I'm not doing that tomorrow.
All right, fine. Then we'll do a trial run.
No, I'm just saying. You know me committing on that.
Yeah,
this is
that's
not,
all right, fine.
That's a Tim issue there.
All
I don't,
right, fine. We can trial run it.
So let's just say K-pop Demon Hunters, we pulled it out of the bowl. What are you guys voting for? Are you saying yes or no to that that group costume?
Oh, I would. I mean, yeah, I would do K-pop Demon Hunters.
I don't have any of the clothes, but
I'm not going to have any of the clothes of any of these.
So in our I have one other question. Oh, I just thought of this.
Your picks make me nervous.
I know, but I just thought about this, and I think this is going to make it impossible. I really think this is going to make it impossible. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. Back to this. Putting costume ideas, group costume ideas into a bowl, you pull them out and you've kind of say, yes, I'm going to go with this, or you're not going to go with this, and until you end up with one at the very, very
end.
Well,
you say no to all of them until you get to one at the end,
correct.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
So going to whatever it might be, whatever the costume is, we just keep talking about K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm just going to stick with that since we talked about it a few minutes ago. And like, and you say yes, Stevie says yes. I'm just kind of going back to what we talked about a few minutes ago and say that I vote no. There's no way I'm going to dress up like that. So does majority rule or does it have to be 3-for-3?
You just get the one you get and you don't complain. That's how it goes.
I think you're misunderstanding how it works. So you pull it out of the bowl and whatever you pull out is what you're not going to be.
Oh, what you're not going to be. Oh,
and then the very
you were voting.
Left. That's
what I'm misunderstanding. That's yes. why. Okay, so, I was very confused. Yeah. That makes sense.
The last one left is what you're going to be. No so matter basic, what. No matter what.
So if your favorite one gets pulled second, that's
how it goes.
That's what I was misunderstanding. Yes. I thought you got to vote for each one. Okay,
no,
that makes sense.
There's no voting.
That is even worse, and we will not do that on the show. Oh my gosh. That is horrendous.
Luck of the draw, right?
Well, that's
isn't that horrendous?
Saying. Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying if we do a trial run, we can't because like what if we're happy with it or sad with like
oh,
you can't
no.
you kind of just have to do it.
Oh my gosh, I cannot do that.
You're stuck with you get what you get. You get what you get.
It's great for indecisive people. The decision
right.
is made.
But the problem is the fear of what each of us would come up with to like punish the others. But
yes.
But you've got to figure you're doing it to yourself, too.
That is a good game, but the
right.
payoff could be horrendous.
Correct.
Like,
right.
if I could do that to somebody else's group,
right.
that would be
that
great.
That would be fun.
You could just put realistic ideas that you'd want to be.
Yeah.
You don't have to sabotage
no.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're never doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we can do a trial run.
I know.
But what you
wondering.
Two come up with, I don't, you're right. I was not grasping
I
the
was wondering why
whatever
you're so
is
into
at the
that.
End.
Yeah.
Okay.
You thought you had a say in the matter.
I
you
did.
Do not.
You do not have a say
no.
in the matter.
Mm-mm.
That's what I was missing. That today's might have been the worst Stevie on the socials I've ever heard in my entire life. I am getting such anxiety even thinking about what is at the bottom of this bowl that doesn't exist.
Oh. Now
no,
I
that was
really,
a great
really
one.
Want
this
to do it.
This has been a trend. People did it for vacation spots, too.
We'll do a trial run. We will, in all seriousness, we will do a trial run because I'm very curious
what
all the three of us would come up with.
Okay.
Thank you. That was a great Stevie on the show, so I was just kidding.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So yesterday, we didn't have school in Mentor because of a busing issue. That was a big deal. Actually, everybody in Northeast Ohio picked up that story.
Well, I think everybody picked it up because it was so unique. I don't remember ever hearing, I mean, I've heard of like bus shortages, bus driver shortages, but I've never heard of a school closing because of it. And so many, it was, correct me if I'm wrong, so many bus drivers had called in sick or couldn't come in yesterday. They didn't have enough people to drive the buses, so they canceled school and all activities in Mentor for the entire day.
Absolutely. And you want to be safe, and that makes sense, and I understand that. We have somebody that works in the transportation department in Mentor that is going to, I don't know, chat with us. Give us a little bit of insight coming up here in just a couple of minutes on what's going on, maybe what's moving forward. Star 102, it's Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on... the Mentor school closing?
Yes. I live in Mentor. My daughter goes to, she is in fifth grade. The buses are back today, so that's good news.
Yes. Is this Tim?
It is. How are you?
Yes. Good. I listen to you guys all the time. You guys just crack me up. Yeah, I was driving into work. I actually work for the transportation department as a bus aide for special needs.
Oh, my gosh. You were amazing.
Do you work in the Mentor school district?
I do. I am, I work in the transportation department as a bus aide for special needs.
Wow,
and that's awesome.
To work. Yeah.
So we're back to normal today, but what in the world happened yesterday?
You know what? I don't know. Yeah, I guess there's probably a lot out sick, you know, and when we get the message from our dispatcher, you know, we looked, you know, at the scheduling, and it was just a lot of drivers.
How many drivers does the Mentor School District employ? Do you know that?
Oh, please, no, I do not know this. I guess there's a lot. I still don't know everybody's name, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Even subs, we just don't have enough to cover. And so, yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys. And Tim, you're hilarious.
I appreciate that. No, and thank you for doing what you do. You know, we'll get the text messages about, you know, that some of the routes are delayed and there's other things that are going on. So I would imagine that it's already thin in the district as it is. So probably when enough people call off, that it's already a strain on the system. So I don't know how you get paid or what you get paid, if it's through the district, if it's through busing. Like, I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. So thank you for doing what you do, because that is not an easy job. And I think that just holds up the mirror on maybe an issue that not only is in the Mentor School District, but possibly other school districts in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
I guess I should have been funnier there. You're right. You just said I was funny, and then I was just getting all serious there. Sorry about that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.